Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I do not have words to describe how serious the situation is. Things are deteriorating very, very quickly. This is probably one of the most important broadcasts I will ever do today. I'm going to try to measure my words and focus my mind to a high level of awareness because I have a tendency to do so much radio that I begin to almost lazily sit around like I'm having a barroom discussion with friends. And I live so close to the New World Order's criminal activity. I constantly study their evil. I'm fully aware of their capacity for death and destruction that I tend to get acclimated to it and don't express properly just how serious the situation is. Things are extremely dire, ladies and gentlemen. Extremely serious on every front. There is no doubt the government is trying to create panic and fear while moving to implement full-bore martial law. The only question is this flu truly deadly on a mass scale, or has it just killed a few people? Or are they just using this for pure hype? I have no doubt this was a bioweapon. There are scientists all over the world in mainstream news saying it clearly has the markers of a bioweapon. The question is, who produced it? Dr. Horowitz thinks he knows who. I can't say he has proof of that, total proof of that, but you know, he has a right to what he's saying. We respect him. But regardless, we have globalists that have been caught launching controlled bioweapon attacks many times in the past around the world, ongoing in declassified documents in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Now, the news I've got is so big, so important, that I almost don't want to just come right out and say it. We do need what you'd call a drum roll to get people's attention so we don't just say this and then it goes off into the ether and people don't realize what's happened or developed. When we come back in the next segment, I need the audio, and then later in the show, and I repeat this and add the latest info in the hours to come, the video at prisonplanet.tv to go, and the pun is intended, absolutely supernova viral. This is the highest level alert for InfoWarriors. Our sites are being savagely hacked with sophisticated denial of service. We have that from our big IT facilities, my two IT guys here. There is no doubt we are getting threats, you name it, coming in here. It is off the charts, and they are very upset about the information we've been putting out in the last few days. InfoWars.com, for all intents and purposes, is down. We have to jump it around on different systems and change ports and block and move IPs. We're being attacked, classic DOD attacks out of Japan, where they have the super high-speed connections and that basic CIA-DOD command base they've got over there, and it is definitely governmental. When they're done blasting the ports, when we move them, they go ahead and blast the entire facilities, all the servers, all the other systems, in an attempt to get us kicked off or shut down. But we have layers and layers of backup servers and other facilities, but we're trying to deal with it at this facility right now so we don't have to migrate over and then continue to move. But we are under attack right now, ladies and gentlemen. The good news is we're backed up on multiple CDNs, multiple networks, and other systems with the audio, the video. We also piggyback on giant grids like YouTube and Google. That's why we're on those, is because, you can't stop the signal, as they say. And frankly, every weapon they form against us only blows up in their face because people then realize we're under governmental attack. No doubt we've seen the signature, the attack profile. That only makes people realize that's a seal of approval, an underlining of our work, a highlighting of what we cover. The most important news we have covered in many years on the other side of this break. Spread the word. Go.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, listen to me very, very carefully, folks. The establishment cannot have the federal government take over Chrysler and force it into bankruptcy to be handed over to Fiat, owned by a member of the Bilderberg Group. They cannot loot your pension funds, destroy the stock market, leverage tens of trillions of dollars, now $12.8 trillion in 6 months, onto not your children's backs, but onto your backs. Now it's well over $100,000 per person in the nation on top of all the other debt. All being used by offshore banks that have gotten the money to buy up the infrastructure. And so in the last month and a half, I've been saying that I believe they're going to stage a large terror attack or a massive bioweapon release to have a big scare, that they could say that a foreign enemy launched the attack. But then people would demand they find the enemy in the caves, and then that becomes embarrassing, so they just say it's naturally occurring. And I have said on record over and over and over again that I believe that they would play a bio weapon release card, or they would claim that it was a natural occurrence. That is what I saw in the tea leaves, as they say. Because I saw them engage in the preparatory phase of fear-mongering, reintroducing the old anthrax story, tying up loose ends, grabbing that doctor and killing him in a medical facility, and then claiming he committed suicide, blaming the anthrax on him, saying it was cooked up in a bathtub, and they've admitted that it was weaponized and they made it, the government. all of this is important. And they introduced to the public, oh, the flu's about to get you. Give up your rights when the flu comes. It could kill millions. It could kill billions. You need to take the vaccines. Get ready. All of these FEMA drills, getting ready for the flu. And then Janet Napolitano comes out Sunday and says, oh, well, this flu may run its course and not be too deadly, but another giant pandemic is coming soon. You see, they need to have a unifying effect. They need to make you rally around the government in fear. They need to make you forget about all the things politically they're doing, how they're expanding the wars and protecting President Bush when the memos come out that they ordered the torture. How do they burn their underlings that followed orders, but they don't get in trouble? All of that is now off the screen. The 6.1% drop in the last quarter in the economy, 6.1% plunge, 6.3% in the quarter before that. I mean, the economy is in massive contraction implosion with an overlay of inflation. I mean, we are dead on arrival as an economy. The economic numbers coming in are worse than I even thought they would be and coming on faster. And in the middle of this, we discover, now here's the latest news, we discover that March 18th, the Mexican government had identified this flu and knew that it was very fast spreading, that it had a much higher infection rate. Most people that come in contact with flu, it's 10 to 15% that contract it, and then a smaller percentage of those actually get ill. That is, you're carrying it, it's dividing in your body, but your body beats it before it divides to a level to cause you to become ill and show symptoms. This thing is designer. That's what scientists all over the world are saying. I've got a bunch of news on that. We're going to be covering it. Later in the show, Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, security consultant and reporter on Black Ops, reporting from Capitol Hill. Wayne Madsen will be joining us in the last hour today. Powerful report he did on Russia Today. That is coming up in about 20 minutes. I'm going to play. I was on Russia Today myself, but about Obama's first 100 days. We're going to get that up on Infowars.com for you, by the way, as soon as Kurt can get into the server. The site's been up and down via the hacks. Confirmed hacks, no doubt. We've got the IT center in there saying it's the worst hack they've ever seen. Just unbelievable. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us in 25 minutes. She was in Mexico. She's now back in the U.S. Give us a report on that. She's gone from thinking it was no big deal Monday to the last time we had her on saying it looks like this is just absolutely horrible what's happening. Yeah, and I haven't gotten to the big news yet. I'm just building up to it. And Lindsay Williams is going to join us on the economy and the bird flu coming up in 2 hours. I am going to be doing a simulcast on international press TV all over the Arab world and Africa. They wanted me to go downtown to be on satellite feed, and I told them I just wouldn't do it, so they're going to do a phone interview tied in with a simulcast with the radio. But I'm going to let them, for the 25 minutes I'm on, run the show because it gets too confusing to do it. Kind of like when I was on with Tom Hartman with Air America a week or two ago, I just let him be in control of it because you can't have two chiefs over one group of Indians. You can't have two chefs cooking the same bowl of porridge. So that's coming up at the start of the next hour. Genesis will run its brakes over me for stations out there, and then we'll just come back in stream, in segue. So that's what's coming up today. Wayne Manson, Lindsay Williams, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and a simulcast with International Iranian Television. I was on again Russian yesterday. Now, Russian-English transmissions. Russian TV, Indonesian TV, Chinese TV, television everywhere, scientists everywhere are reporting. Scientists here in this country are reporting. This is absolutely designer, no doubt. It's got, what is it, two fouls? I have the article here in the stack, but Google makeup of the virus. I need the latest info, and I was up so late, I'm a bit dingy. But it's two fouls, one pig, and one human. Just Google makeup of the virus. I need to have that. It's somewhere here in the stack of literally 150 articles since yesterday. And I Okay, here is the giant, massive news, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. And remember, I did an emergency broadcast Saturday for 2 hours and 40 minutes from 8 p.m. to 10:40 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I said, I hope this isn't a real crisis. The media is engaged in a psyop in a very sophisticated fashion, being implemented with precision. Their actions show that they believe this is the worst thing since the 1918 Spanish flu that killed over 40 million people. Their actions say one thing. But their words are another. Their words are, oh, it's no big deal, but Mexico's completely shutting down its government, its restaurants, its schools. But we're going to leave the borders wide open. It's no big deal. But if some American has TB and flies back from Greece, you know, everybody's got to panic. But stuff far worse every day comes across the border. Meanwhile, the lawyer that did that, Dad's one of the head TB people at the CDC. That was all psyop. But I digress. That's just more of the intel that adds into the mix. To be very simple, and to put it very simply, and I got huge news in a moment, but it's got to be explained in a congruent, connected wholeness. To be clear, and I don't like what I'm seeing, folks. I'm actually not shaken because I'm steeled against all of this, but more like thunderstruck, dumbfounded. Just, we're going to find out in the next few days, ladies and gentlemen, exactly what's going on, but it doesn't look good. It looks like this is the move for the complete takeover. Now, it remains to be seen, is the virus hyper deadly? And if it isn't, this is the biggest hoax in history and is an absolutely diabolical crime of unbelievable proportions. I mean, if they are gearing up for martial law and shutting everything down and panicking the entire planet over 7 deaths in Mexico, the Mexicans are saying it's not 150-something, it's not 200-something, it's 7 deaths confirmed and tested. 1 death in the United States. There's other deaths around the United States, but they keep saying, oh, we don't know if it was this flu or not. It was an influenza A, but we don't know. You've got these vaccine makers now saying they've already done a vaccine trial and have a vaccine. Novavax, the group fingered by Horowitz, is now out today saying they've got the vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, they've got the vaccine a week into this. When it normally takes 6 months, come on. How much more ridiculous does it have to get? I don't know. And then I have an internal state report. When Watson put the article up, he said a Texas doctor. We've got his full name and everything and have made calls. This was an internal report, not for distribution, but we cut that off the letterhead when we gave it to Paul yesterday when he wrote the article at PrisonPlanet.com this morning. This is not a public document. This is directly from an AISD, Austin Independent School District, administrator. And this report says that the state health officials in meetings with the feds say this sucker is the most deadly flu they've ever seen. And I'm going to read this secret transmission when we get back. We brought you the MIAC. We brought you the last big federal DHS report saying gun owners and patriots and veterans are terrorists. We bring you this information because we bust our butts and because we have contacts everywhere. Now, this is already about 36 hours old. This is from Tuesday evening. We got this yesterday, covered it on Jason Burmes' show. And the article's up on PrisonPlanet.com, and it doesn't tell you one-tenth of how serious this is. We'll come right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Yeah, they had to pull a little trick out of there, a little bag of tricks.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking.
To get their New World Order through. Well, we're going
to
beat them.
He's got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit.
This is the Empire Striking Back.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind him breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Okay, let me get into the huge breaking news right now. I'm going to be simulcasting on international television, press TV, worldwide for 25 minutes in the next hour. Stations will be able to pick that up. We got Sherry Tenpenny coming up in the next segment, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Lindsey Williams, huge news, breaking news, with Wayne Madsen, formerly of the National Security Agency, consultant to CIA and others, reporter. He'll be joining us with it, with the evidence of it being a designer virus. That is coming up with the designer RNA. Now, CNN is directly linked to PrisonPlanet.com right now, attacking us in one of their top stories. Swine flu, your questions answered. Got the Wall Street Journal calling me yesterday. New York Times, total insanity around here, with hit piece after hit piece rolling off the presses at us as the Pentagon savagely attacks our sites. That's why I got a bunch of sites. And we will be launching a new mega site within a month that will be non-dynamic, or what's the term, just where it's text only. We're going to launch one that has all of our news as an aggregator. I call it Sword of Truth or something, or our new Dreadnought. Our new battleship. Our new aircraft carrier in the info war. We have to. We have to do it specifically to fight these people. In fact, we need to just go ahead. I shouldn't say in a month. I want it launched by next week. I have to come up with that plan. We just have to not sleep. Okay. CNN saying, could this new swine flu virus be manufactured by bioterrorists? You like the government? That's the theory some conspiracy theorist websites, but experts don't believe it. Oh, yeah, none of the experts believe it. Link to PrisonPlanet.com. It's question number 11. That's just some of the news that's coming up. Okay, here's the deal. Some people didn't believe it when we broke the Mayak report out of Missouri. They didn't believe it when we broke all the other secret documents, the clergy response teams. Now, going back 3 years ago, they were getting now 26,000 preachers ready to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps to take forced inoculations for flu or smallpox and to turn their guns in, to follow Romans 13 and submit to everything the government says. That's now public and admitted. Declassified. InfraGuard, the rest of it. Well, people don't believe what I covered last night, and so I know a lot of you weren't listening last night, so this is new news. A lot of AM and FM stations that pick us up, WWCR, shortwave, satellite, internet. Some folks weren't listening last night. There's a story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars.com is up and down. You can go there. Titled, Texas Doctor Claims Swine Flu Cases Far Worse Than Reported. Yeah, Watson, add in the headline, and that the country's really at level six, which is total martial law. That means they've implemented it. They've executed the order and now have to implement. What level of implementation will they go to is the question. People accuse us of exaggerating or fear-mongering. Folks, my people aren't even reporting on one-tenth as bad as this is. And I'm not knocking Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Kurt Nemo. I got the UN official press release that they are running the response in the United States and Mexico and all over the world. It's in Reuters and AP. I've got them saying they're grabbing people at checkpoints in North Carolina, California, and other places. Or if your kid's sick at school, they take them and put them in quarantine. This is in the news. We've got a prominent Texas doctor with the health department at the meetings. We have the report to try to protect the people that gave it to us. We excise out the URLs and the different threats at the top of it saying don't distribute. And people say it isn't real when they read it up on PrisonPlanet.com. Oh, yes, it's real. And so in the next 15 minutes, we scanned in the actual document. We're going to, with it blacked out, the key information, and it's going up on PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com, and it will be posted on the auxiliary JonesReport.com and on the auxiliary TruthNews.us and on the auxiliary sites that we have. And I'll read this document when we get back and give you a breakdown of the latest info. Then we'll talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's been in Mexico, and get her medical view on this. Then we'll simulcast on international television. Then, Lindsey Williams on the flu, the economy, and a lot more. Then, Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, on the facts that this is a designer bioweapon released to create panic. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I'd die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman.
Yeah, the stuntmen around here are the great crew behind what we do at InfoWars.com. Don't forget, it's not just me. It's our board ops, our directors, our IT people, the webmasters, the people in customer service, the folks shipping the books and videos and T-shirts out from the InfoWars.com store. And it's all of you. We appreciate the team. We're about to go to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I want to give her the latest info. I know she's been watching the news and researching herself and been in Mexico reporting for us since Monday, now back in the United States. But I want to give everybody the latest news and information. Now, 2 days ago, I told you that when they said we're at level 4, we're really at level 5 was the intel I had. And they announced yesterday, hey, we've really been at level 5. And under level 5, they can do quarantines, mass arrest, force inoculations. That's in the CDC mandates that we posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the United Nations documents, And I have all of those right here in front of me, and I'll be going over those with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in a moment. The World Health Organization checklist for influenza pandemic preparedness planning, epidemic alert and response. They're in control of the United States. Reuters reports the WHO, World Health Organization of the UN, is directing everything. It talks about forced inoculation, roundups, quarantines, and that'll be implemented under level 5. Now, I was already getting from my sources inside FEMA and other places, but they wouldn't give me documentation because they said that the computers were being tracked and monitored. I was told that we were going to level 6 yesterday morning, and then they announced level 5, and I said on air, they say we're at 5, we're really at 6. Then I was contacted by a school administrator at the IAISD, Austin Independent School District, here in town. And this, we wrote an article about it. I wanted Paul to do one last night, but he was exhausted at 8 o'clock at night because that's 2 in the morning England time. He went to bed. Kurt Nemo couldn't write a story because InfoWars was hacked repeatedly and brought down, so he couldn't get into it to upload from New Mexico, where he lives, unfortunately, near the border. And so we didn't get it up till this morning. And the headline is, and this headline does not do it justice, Paul. I'm not knocking you, but this we need to really point out how dire things are. You know, the media is fear-mongering and then saying everything's fine as a psych warfare op. We need to show what's really going on here and explain to people. Texas doctor claims swine flu cases far worse than reported. We need to add, says that feds have stated they're at level 6. Level 6. The country is under level 6. I'm telling you we're under level 6. That's what's being announced. That's what's being done. In their actions, the things they're announcing is a level 6 response. Joe Biden comes out and says, don't get on planes, don't get on trains. Mexico is completely shutting everything down, including the government. They're starting to shut down roads and transport. This means they believe it is mega deadly. And as in mega, I mean millions of dead. And the UN and others are saying millions and millions could die. They're out fear-mongering. I have those reports. In fact, I was looking in my stack. I printed it this morning. Will you guys print millions dead, but millions dead flu, and it'll pull up the UN and others saying millions could die. Now, I'm not saying that. They're saying that, and I can't even keep track of how insane this is. Now, this is the actual document. Earlier, we just took excised parts out and put it in Paul's article. We're going to post the document itself, but blacked out the area so you don't find out who sent it to us. This message, including all attachments, is for the sole use of intended recipients of Make-A-Tank confidential students and or employee information. Unauthorized use and disclosure is prohibited under the Federal Family Education Rights and Privacy Act. And it goes through the codes. If you are not an intended recipient, you may not use, disclose, copy, or disseminate the information. Please call and send her immediately a reply. Well, we were given this by an administrator, so that's their issue. Now, I'm sorry. We're going to tell people what the feds are telling the state. This is from an administrator in health. That's all I can say, and I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to say whether it's a middle school, an elementary, or high school. This is from Austin, Texas. I know this person. Period. This is first hand. You understand? Flu update from Dr. General. G-I-T-T-E-R-L-E, and we have his full name up on PrisonPlanet.com, Marcus Gitterell. Out of New Braunfels, Texas, and Paul put in here to his patients, I told Paul to correct that, and I'm not bashing anybody, it's crazy up here. This was an internal thing to school administrators. Okay, he's working with the school. That's the school district where they shut down the schools, where they have the first cases in Texas. Okay, reported Saturday. After I returned from the public health meeting yesterday with community leaders and school officials in Comal County, Heather suggested I send an update to everyone because what we are hearing privately from the CDC and health department is so different from what you're hearing in the media. Some of you, or maybe all of you, but I will just list the facts that I know. The virus is infectious for about 2 days prior to symptoms onset. The virus sheds more than 7 days after symptom onset, possibly as long as 9 days. That's a total of 11 days. Since it is such a novel, new virus, there is no herd immunity So the attack rate is very high. This is the percentage of people come down with a virus if exposed. Almost everyone who is exposed to the virus will become infected, though not all will be symptomatic. This is much higher than seasonal flu, which averages 10 to 15%. The clinical attack rate may be around, this is a quote from the feds, he says, may be around 40 to 50%. That is the number of people who show symptoms. This is a huge number. It is hard to convey the seriousness of this. The virulence or deadliness of the virus is as bad here as in Mexico. Now, that's the question we've always been needing the answer. Is it race-specific? Is it chemical-specific because of the toxic waste and the people being run down in Mexico, the poor? One of the biggest and poorest cities in the world. Reportedly the biggest and poorest. Okay, now, and I'm getting this from other doctors and other people, okay? You understand this is being confirmed right now. The virulence deadliness of the virus is bad. Is as bad as here in Mexico. The virulence and deadliness of the virus is as bad here as in Mexico, and there are folks on ventilators here in the U.S. right now. This has not been in the media, but a 23-month-old, see, this was Tuesday night, and then he died the next morning. So this went out Tuesday night. I got this yesterday. See, this is confirmed, time-stamped. He knew about this from the feds before. He's in New Braunfels, south of Austin. He knows about the baby beforehand. But a 23-month-old near here is fighting for his life. And a pregnant woman just south of San Antonio is fighting for her life. In Mexico, these folks might have died already. But here in the U.S., folks are getting Tamiflu and Rezolene quickly and have ready access to ventilators. We just got a secret Pentagon document confirmed that says the Tamiflu, the military is admitting, doesn't help the troops, by the way. What this means is that within a couple of weeks, regional hospitals will likely become overwhelmed. Did you hear that? Some of the kids with positive cases in Comal County had more than 70 contacts before diagnosis. That means they're saying 35 of them will get it. There are 10 to 25 times more actual cases, not possible cases, actual. Did you hear that? Than what is being reported in the media. This is 2 days ago. The way they fudge on reporting this is that it takes 3 days to get the confirmatory nod from the CDC to give viral culture. But based on epidemiological grounds, we know that there are more than 10 cases for each confirmed case right now. Now, here's the key. During the night, we crossed the threshold. This is 30 plus hours ago. I don't know how many hours ago is 10 o'clock Tuesday night. How many hours is that? More than 36. During the night, we crossed the threshold for the definition of the World Health Organization Phase 6 global pandemic. This has not happened in any of our lifetimes so far. We are in uncharted territory. They've now announced it's a global pandemic, by the way. I expect President Obama will declare emergency sometime in the next 72 to 96 hours. This may not happen, but if it does, I will be surprised. If it doesn't, when this happens, all public gatherings will be canceled for 10 days. I suggest all of us avoid public gatherings. Outdoor activities are not as likely to lead to infection. It is contained areas and close contact that are the biggest risk. And it goes on. I got to go to Tim Penny because I'm coming up on TV in a minute, and I apologize to her for talking the last 8-9 minutes, but I had to put this out. Then Biden, we have this last night, and we're so conditioned around here that, you know, for incredible news, we don't even really do a story on. There's no sleeping anymore. For my crew, this is what everything we've been working towards to fight, it's now coming to a head. The whole world's listening to us, literally tens of millions right now. We are exploding right now. We are fighting the enemy. We are engaging the enemy. We are in the X-Wings, in the trenches, on the Death Star's butt right now. We are on their tail. And this is life and death. We have got to get the maximum effort. And everybody has got to mirror all the stories at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because we are under unbelievable attacks confirmed right now to shut us down. And I want to commend the team out there. Let's go to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's done practice in Mexico and the U.S., been covering the bird flu extensively on international TV and radio. And Dr. Tenpenny, you just heard that briefing I did. Biden confirms this and just says, look, don't get on trains, don't get in airplanes. And they've known this, now it turns out, for weeks. They're using this as a total takeover, whether it's deadly or not. This may be disinfo Pentagon stuff they put out to scare the locals, to create covert hype for the federalization as a cover during the economic collapse. Or, and I hope that, you know, that's the lesser of two evils, the lesser of two weevils, as they say, in Master and Commander. but this could be real. It's clearly engineered. Dr. Tenpenny, go ahead.
Wow, Alex, that's what do I say after that? You know, it's overwhelming, and it's hard for me to stand over here and feel kind of like the Lone Ranger and say, gosh, I can't imagine that all is real of the way that they're saying it. I mean, the pandemic potential. I mean, if this was really super the way that it is, I mean, why are we seeing little spotty things here and there? Why aren't there tens of thousands of people already sick? Why is it that if the CDC says that we have 36,000 deaths per year of influenza, why is it that one child who had underlying health problems who died in South Texas, why does that make front page news? Why is it that coincidentally that, the government bought $2 billion worth of Tamiflu 3 years ago, and I've been told that the Tamiflu has a 3-year shelf life, and isn't it just interesting that that was 3 years ago when they bought that? Is this a way for Merck to unload their inventory of their old stuff? Merck is also giving 80,000 doses of pneumonia shots, of adult pneumonia shots to Mexico, even though it's been proven in the medical literature it does nothing to ward off the flu.
Well, everything the globalists do is, doctor, is multifaceted. You know, they wouldn't just do this for Merck to get the Tamiflu, but that's a fringe benefit. Or a little extra goodie, a perk. It's clearly being used as a smokescreen for Chrysler going under, declaring bankruptcy today, everything imploding. The economic numbers are just, we are descending into horrible depression right now. And so clearly they're hyping it to smokescreen that. And then Obama, gives a speech last night and hardly mentions it and acts all calm as our daddy figure. But please continue.
Well, it's just kind of coming in from all directions. And we're not going to know the end game until the end game's here. You know, because what you just teed up on your intro there is true. I mean, is this just a smokescreen or is this the real thing? It's hard for me to imagine that this is just absolutely the real thing with as few reported cases and as few reported deaths as we've had, that those number of deaths are smaller than the number of people killed in a car accident in a month. I mean, where is the hype and hysteria and the panic that's being kind of put out there is just beyond all rationality.
No, it is an act of psychological terrorism. It is an act of screaming fire in the theater.
In a public place.
But meanwhile, they're grandstanding as the saber, just like they terrorized us and said, give us the banker takeover powers or we'll have a depression, and that triggered the depression, even though they got their powers and things only got worse. And as they set up the Bank of the World and the world government publicly, no one's talking about that as the G20 sets it up and they pass carbon taxes. I agree with you, but what if what the feds are telling these doctors, and now Biden's confirmed it, that it's so mega deadly and that there's all these people on ventilators? I mean,
But Alex, they said that 3 years ago about bird flu too, remember? They said the exact same thing, 50% death rate. This is the setting it up for the next pandemic. It's being spread by wild geese flying around the country. They had people on the borders in Germany shooting down geese. I mean, they said the same thing 3 years ago.
That's a good point. We need to do a story on that. And then I guess none of them will get in trouble when it turns out it wasn't real. They'll just pat themselves on the backs and make.
Absolutely. We were better prepared this time because of what we did before. And thank God for Tamiflu. And thank God that BioShield 2 allowed us to ramp up on all of these vaccines so that we could have them all ready and handy. It's the same playbook, man. It's the same playbook as they did in 1976 with the swine flu, with SARS, with bird flu. It's the same playbook. Now, the circumstances may be a little bit different economically, globally, but in terms of what they're doing, they were saying 50% death rate from H5N1, the bird flu, 3 years ago. So this is no different. Maybe it's even the same
well,
memo.
The only way it's different is the scare is 50 times bigger. I mean,
I don't know. I remember the same thing because I was writing my book Foul at that time, and I felt like I was writing it in real time with all of the news reports that were coming out daily, this and that and this and that, and do the Tamiflu and ramping up with Roche. It's the same thing.
Well, I know they're certainly training us, so when they do release a real bioweapon, we all do what we're told. This is certainly a drill for martial law.
Well,
what do you think of
absolutely.
Biden?
I don't disagree with that at all. But the hysteria and hype, and I remember it so well because I was in the middle of writing a book in real time while that was all going on, that it was the same sort of thing. They were tracking, they were setting up panels all over everywhere. I went to the first two National Bird Flu Summits in Washington, D.C. I funded myself to go to those to listen to the hype that was happening then. They had people from the World Health Organization saying, this isn't, maybe it's going to happen, it will happen. And they said it repeatedly. And that was 3 years ago. And then they put forth all of those documents. And so, yes, they've ramped it up. Maybe this is another trial run to see that all the systems are in place. But it's really, the hype is not that much different than it was 3 years ago.
Well, I don't remember all of this. I don't remember them shutting down schools all around me and the vice president.
No, they didn't shut down schools, but the whole hysteria about not traveling.
No, I understand, but I mean, the vice president has come out. Dr. Amon, I'll come back and ask you about this. The vice president, in fact, John, you have that clip of the network, right? No, it's the Joe Biden clip. It's everywhere. Yeah, it's Drudge. It's everywhere. I want to play Joe Biden when we get back. It's only 20 seconds long. On national TV, saying, don't get on planes, don't get on trains, don't get on subways. I mean, this is incredible. This will kill our economy.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair,
The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, close out.
Well, I hope Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is right. I hope these criminals are just hyping all of this fear as a political smokescreen and to sell tens of billions of dollars worth of vaccines and drugs. That's bad enough. I hope it isn't real. I hope that it doesn't spread with 40-50% infections. But I know they compartmentalize doctors and fearmonger them. I've caught the feds doing this many times in the past. But Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I wanted to ask you about the Royal Society Academy of Medical Sciences document, April 27, 2006, tied in with the very vaccine makers that claim they've already got a vaccine for this, by the way, Novavax and others. It says, use of live vaccines. Dr. Wood and Robertson were asked their opinion of priming the population for a pandemic using live vaccines and if they consider it to be a good idea. However, the timing is critical. Live H5N1 vaccines are used now. It would be considered too dangerous. But if a pandemic is imminent, the risk may be justified. A stockpile of live vaccine with the cleavage site removed can be used to prime the population in advance of the pandemic reaching the UK. What does that mean?
Well, it's the live virus vaccine, flu shots that are out there are manufactured by FluMist. That's the intranasal injection of the flu vaccine as opposed to an injection with the other shots. There were several reports that came out over the last year or so about that they were going to try using the H5N1 in FluMist, an attenuated form of it or a weakened form of it, to try to get it out into the population more. So they've been trying to do that all along.
What does primer mean?
The thing is, Alex, is of them being able to come up with a flu vaccine a lot quicker, the cell line technologies are able to harvest within 6 to 8 weeks. So I don't know if any of those factories are up in production yet in the U.S. They might be in Germany. But
no, Novavax, I have their press release. They say they now have a vaccine for this very flu.
Yep, then they're using cell line technology, which means that they're using cells of aborted fetal tissues, aborted fetal tissue, dog kidney cells, or insect cells to grow the flu virus. Those are the three cell line technologies that are out there.
Yeah, I've got their press release. We'll cover it later. Where are you now? I know you're back in the United States, Doctor.
Yep, I'm in San Antonio. We were heading out today. We're going down to Houston, and then we're going home. And then I'm going to California, and my husband's going to Ohio. But you know, what you said at the close of that last segment, Alex, I think is really important. When you said that if Biden is saying, don't get on trains, don't get on airplanes, don't get on buses, you know, part of this may be the last final implosion of the American economy. Because I said that as I was leaving Mexico. They showed scenes of these big mega hotels on the beaches that were empty beaches.
No, that, I mean, if our economy's on the verge of dying, this will kill everything. This will be what pushes us under. Let's play that clip right now and get your final comment. Here we go.
I would tell members of my family, and I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. It's not that it's going to Mexico. It's you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft. That's me. I would not be at this point if they had another way of transportation, suggesting they ride the subway. So from my perspective, what it relates to is mitigation. If you're out in the middle of a field and someone sneezes, that's one thing. If you're in a closed aircraft or closed container or closed car, closed classroom, it's a different thing.
Let me turn to the economy.
All right, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So that will be the final nail in our coffin. And I guess the bankers get to come in with all the trillions of bailout money they're hoarding and buy up what's left.
that sounds like the plan, Alex.
Oh, but they're elites in power. They're not ruthless. They're not into getting more power. You know, we can trust them. They actually care about us. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we got your website linked up at Infowars.com. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. All right, I'm going to be simulcasting on foreign TV stations. Get ready.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.